Sebastian, can you just kind of talk a little bit about your starts in football? I mean, obviously, you're kind of a unique case, a guy from Germany who ends up getting drafted.
Right. Well, I was always involved in athletics. I played soccer, and I was a swimmer for about 10 years when I was in Germany. And when I was about 14 years old, I started playing football in my hometown, Düsseldorf. Played for a club team called Düsseldorf Panthers. And, you know, absolutely loved it. And ended up playing for the German national team and for the European All-Star team. And in 2002, we came to San Diego to play in the Global Junior Championships. And the year after that, we played in Germany again for the national title. And there were about 8 to 10 college coaches there who recruited me. And about a year later, ended up in Houston.
How did you pick Houston, and what were some of the other schools that were interested?
I really liked Houston because, well, I connected with the coach. I thought it was a good organization. They, you know, I thought they were up and coming, so that kind of made it out for me. And some other schools were Indiana, Western Michigan, Louisiana Tech, New Hampshire, Delaware. That's all I can think of right now.
What were your expectations coming into today? I mean, did you have any idea you'd go on the first day of the draft? Or?
Well, I was certainly hoping. You know, I always set my goals really high, but I was, you know, I was super excited and super happy whenever I received a phone call. So I was hoping, and my prayers were answered.
What was your contact with the Patriots prior to the draft?
Coach Kamekia came down to Houston, and he worked me out. So I got to know him, and we talked for a little bit. So that was pretty much my contact.
What are your impressions of the Patriots? I mean, what do you know about this organization?
Oh, I thought, you know, well, I think they're just a great organization, good people. I really, you know, like the O-line coach, I think. You know, I'm coming in just to learn things, to learn the system, to become a better football player. And I think that's absolutely the right place for a guy like me just to develop and just, you know, become a better player. And, you know, it's just amazing to be a part of this.
How did you get your nickname?
Well, I actually got it before I arrived in Houston. So I couldn't really tell you how or who created the name, but it always stuck with me. And, yeah, just go by Seabass, I guess.
Obviously, you're a big guy. What are your strengths and weaknesses? I mean, are you athletic? I see you're a former tight end.
Right, yeah. I mean, I think I'm a pretty athletic guy, but, you know, I'm just coming in, learning, and trying to develop everything. I'm just, you know, there to learn and soak everything in as much as I can. So,
how much was your back an issue to you over the last two seasons?
Not at all. Not an issue at all.
Do you consider yourself a raw prospect? Obviously, you're kind of a little later to the game of American football than some people that are going to get drafted and you'll be playing against.
Well, like I said, I mean, I know that I have to work on a lot of things, and I'm just glad that, you know, I can learn under a coach, Skanekia, and that he can make a better football player. So I'm not, you know, I'm just going in trying to learn the system, learn the technique, learn everything, kind of go from there.
Do you happen to know where you fall in terms of guys drafted from Europe, from Germany, guys drafted on the first day of the draft?
I don't know any other. I'm not quite sure if there are too many others like that.
Your bio says that you didn't speak any English until you got to Houston. Is that true?
I took a couple of classes in high school when I was in Germany, but I was definitely not fluent at it. I kind of, when I first got here, taught it myself and, yeah, learned the language and just started talking and got better at it over time.
Was it difficult to learn football while trying to learn English?
Sometimes it was hard, but, you know, football is kind of an outlet that's kind of where you can relax and just do what you know and what you love to do. So it's more like a relief and an outlet. So it's really not, you know, something that It's not, of course, it is hard, but it's not in a good way. I mean, that's what I hit, what I came here for, and so, you know, it's a different way.
Did you take any unique steps to learn the game? I know the Patriots actually had a player in the past who said he used Madden, the video game, to learn football. Did you do anything like that? Read books, play video games?
Well, I thought I got a pretty good basic education when I was playing ball in Germany. And I just, you know, learned the playbook when I got here to Houston. And I watched a lot of film of, you know, practices or other games. So that's kind of how I was taught and I taught myself.
Did you follow the NFL Europe when it was over there?
Yes, sir, I did.
Did that influence your desire to play?
I definitely liked watching it. And, you know, my hometown, Fire, but I played in Düsseldorf. And I was a fan. I watched him play. And, you know, I always aimed, you know, wanting to be at the highest level. So, yeah, I mean, that probably had something to do with it.
Did you wonder why you weren't invited to the combine?
No, because, I mean, I really wish I could have, because I feel I could have competed with a lot of these guys. But, unfortunately, I couldn't invite myself. So, you know, I knew that I had to work even harder to put up some at my pro day. So,
what is your hometown of Karst like, and how do you think that'll compare to coming to work in New England?
Well, it is really small. A really small town. Germany does get cold at times, and I'm just, you know, never. I personally haven't been to New England yet, so I'm really excited to see the city and to get to meet my organization. So,
all right, thanks, Sebastian.
All right, thank you.